Welches? I forgot to write it on the slides. I'm a gerontologist from Germany. Aging is my profession. And before that conference started, some time ago, I had a talk to Mark about figuring out about what he's speaking and about what I will speak here. And so I changed everything after I heard, or not everything, but something after I heard that he will not come. So yes, I wanted to give you, I work within, as I said in the elevator pitch, I work with an integral perspective on the scientific perspective of aging, but I try to give now a little bit an introduction of both in integral gerontology, the science of aging, and in integral aging as well. First of all, I gave you, you were able to share, to choose a picture over there, and I think we are all aware about how important awareness is in every topic of life. And I just want to invite you for reflecting for just a moment about what is age for you. We will share later, but just reflecting for a moment, what is age really? How could you define it for you? Do you have a definition? And take this notion that is. And the next question is, from which age someone is old, in your opinion? And I didn't write that, but in which way it changed over your years of life. But that is one of the most important things we can do when reflecting about aging, being aware of our own pictures of age. And then we can discuss, and then we can work with aging people, and then we can talk about age awareness. And just take the notion that is inside of you now at the moment, what is the purpose of aging for you? Is there a purpose of aging for you? And is there a purpose of age in the world? Mm-hmm. Yes, and I would take this question at the end again. First, let me give you some aspects of the science, the scientific thing. I think it's a very important thing in the integral movement and with an integral approach to look at the scientific aspects. And yes, we have definitions about age in every culture, and it depends from the culture. In our Western, I speak now mostly about the Western cultures, it's mostly people 60 years and older that is not right for the developmental countries who are in the development process. There are mostly people 40 or 50 years and older aged people. In our countries, it's mostly 60 years. And we have to differentiate that in Germany and in the scientific world, we differentiate between the third age and the fourth age. 60 to 75 is the third age, is mostly quite healthy, active as a phase of life. And then we come to the fourth age, it's 80 and older, and always individual thing. Not everyone who's 80 is fourth age. There are people with 90 who are in the third age because of their agility. And we have expressions like the centenarians, these are the 100 years and older. And there's a new thing that these are the super centenarians. It's important. We have more and more super centenarians worldwide. These are people 110 years and older. And it's important to be aware of that. We are so young in this group. And in this country, we are really very, very young if you look at the whole Western world. Then we have the definition of the process aging starts with birth and the process ends with death. So far, the definitions of a traditional view and of a modern view. It changes with a postmodern view slightly, but under that, it ends with death. And aging is mostly described as a process of becoming older, but more as a reducive, as a regressive process than an evolutionary process. That is the most important thing I have to tell you about my scientific point of view. And I work since 10 years, I'm developing inside of me something like being an integral gerontologist. And these are some aspects of my understanding of an integral gerontology. It includes an integral perspective on aging, really including all former stages, all former perspectives, and it's not easy. We can reflect at the end what is a beige perspective of aging. Is there a beige perspective of aging? What is a purple perspective of aging? Mm-hmm. Then, for me, very important is using the integral map really, really. Honestly, I call that my integral declination. Whenever I have a new topic in the field of gerontology, I draw a map, a quadrant model, and I work out as many lines in every quadrant. And I think with a scientific view, that is really important so I can define what it means to be an integral gerontologist. Then an evolutionary perspective, I think most of you heard Raymond Moody in the morning, aging as a process is not ending with death. Then it's important for me, including the integral meteorological pluralism with the four phases of truth. It's very important that we have a look on it if we talk about the upper left quadrant with the phases of truth of truthfulness, and in the upper right quadrant of truth. It's integral spirituality, if you want to read it again, the truth and truthfulness. And time? Okay.
I'm just remembering, no, I'm okay. Just remembering that we haven't kept the time. How long is it?
Yes.
So, we have time. Okay. I think you have another 10 minutes.
And an understanding of the zones in every quadrant. For me, with a scientific approach, I take the integral methodological pluralism very urgent, very, I think it's important. Then being aware of the complexity beyond quadrants, lines, and stages, that is the thing we most look on it and we are aware, but we often forget the types, and that means for me a kind of type sensitivity, and it goes beyond masculinity and femininity. Thank you, Hannah.
I have to say it slowly.
And that is the most important thing for me. I have to learn to be attentive for personal unknown states. When we talk about aging, I come in contact with states I don't know and I can't experience, especially when it comes to dementia. Of course, at the last, including stage models for monitoring processes in society as in personal development. That is an integral gerontology approach for me. I brought with me two aspects for models of working as an integral gerontologist. I have two main topics in my work as a self-employed consultant. I work with human resources managers about aging in work environment, and that's very interesting because they are mostly on an orange meme, and they always separating. Half of them are fascinating of this map when I show it, and the other half is totally rejecting, totally. But for me, it's fine when there's a half accepting it and saying, oh, interesting, I think that's more than I can expect. And I don't go into the details at this moment. I think you can see, I will just take one aspect of every quadrant. Every aspect is a line, and in every aspect you can see develop or can find stages. Some aspects are very important, like the internal attitude of every employee, of every coworker about working in aging. What is my own attitude? It's very important to figure it out with them, because that does a lot with them. Psychological changes, and for me, is very important aspect. Mental health and mental disorders. We have often a lot of undetected depressions in the working environment, and no one is aware. The human resources managers say, "Oh, it's not our problem. That they have to do. They have to function," and that doesn't work. It works as long as you are in your 30s, but not when it comes to aging. It's more and more a problem. And we as the human resources responsible persons, we have to be aware of that and to deal with that and give help if they want. In the upper right quadrant, something like psychological changes, organic changes, that is changing a lot, but it starts in the 20s, not in the 50s, not in the 60s, it starts in the 20s, but it becomes more and more influence. It's a more and more influence in the 60s and 80s, older. Yes, physical illnesses and so on. Then we have the lower left quadrant, things of collective attitudes to age and aging, the team climate in working together with aged people, yes. And on the in the lower right quadrants, things like legal age limits, questions of payment, and of course organizational aspects. Yes, start of daily work, the length of working time, which chairs. Do you think these chairs are comfortable for 8 days of 8 hours of working? And no, but it's and you can sit on them for when you're 20, but not when you're 60. And yes, things like luminous intensity and so on. These are all aspects I try to be aware in my consultancy. And this is one of, I took it from my presentation on Thursday. This is the other part of my work. I don't want to go deep in that at that moment. It's the four quadrants of dementia. I work as a consultant in the field of dementia care. And there we have the same things. We have to be aware of that is aging in a total other state of mind. And we have to be aware, I think, like the perception of dementia, upper left, atrophy of the brain in the upper right, cultural meaning of dementia in the lower left, and architecture of nursing homes as development. I love that example. In Germany, we differentiate until now between 6 generations of architecture of nursing homes. Mm-hmm. It's development in the architectural line of dementia. I think it's so important for us to be aware how complex the thing
it's
is.
It's big business. Yeah. Hmm? It's big business.
It's big business, yes. Yeah, it's really big business. There's a lot of money in this field. So, and then I tried to figure out, because I had in the last half years I had a lot of talks with people from the integral community in Germany, and at the end they all tried to ask, and what can I do? Everyone wants to know. And I figured out some aspects of an ILP for healthy aging. And I took healthy because I don't want it to steal conscience from Heidi and Mark. I think perhaps it's a better impression. Some aspects for me, which I think we should all, or we can all, add to our personal integral life practice, as you do, is being aware of your purpose of life, of your purpose of aging, and of the purpose of death. But that will be Hannah's part. Going into your psychotrauma, if you have, it's just so important, because a lot of cases of dementia will be known. We are now thinking about not a dementia, but psychotrauma, mm-hmm. Spirituality, creativity. Mm-hmm. On the upper right, nutrition for a healthy brain, controlling hypertension and so on, weight training and enough sleep. Really, it's very important for a healthy brain. Don't be, 4 hours, 5 hours a night is not enough, because it's important. to clear the brain, to clean the brain. Clarifying relationships, a very important thing. I see the old couples after 50 years of marriage when it comes to dementia, and that's cruel if there are unsolved problems in the marriage. And I always say, clear your marriages, clear your relationships before dementia comes. I think it's a better decision to go alone into the dementia as in a couple of hate. And it often comes to late relaunch, hate, and so on. It's unbelievable what we see sometimes in this field. And then become aware of cultural pictures of aging, best ager. The silver ager, the one with money. Everyone is interested in the best ager and the silver ager. What is it if we don't have that money and we're not interesting? Ageism and anti-aging. That is another movement. Mm-hmm. How can we lengthen our life? And accessible home, barrier-free living, questions of health insurance, and decide where to live in later life early. These are aspects of a healthy IOP. And at the end, I want to come again to the question, what is the purpose of aging? And just want to reflect that in worked it out about the levels when we go up from with the spirit dynamics model. Beige has no understanding of aging. He's there or he's disappeared somewhere, but they don't differentiate. Purple, that is someone on the way to the ancestors. It's okay. I can honor him, the old one. Red, want to be rid of them. Their burden, the fight against, and it's a fight. I think that when we talk about aging, there's a little bit of tribalism in it, taken with us on red. If you see the mafia, they honor the old one, but just when they give away the power. So it's purple and red together. Then it comes to blue, and blue is verpflichtet. Verpflichtet.
Yeah,
it's obliged to honor the old, but it's not intrinsic honoring. It's obliged. It's a tradition to honor, but not. It's not intrinsic.
It's getting lost.
Yes, but it's not intrinsic. It's an intrinsic honoring of the aged is coming with green.
No, but it's also there in purple.
So yes, but not so reflected. Mm-hmm. Always in
new perspective.
In healthy blue, it would be.
Yes. But it's mostly not intrinsic. It's a piece of obligation, not really feeling. And then it comes to orange. Orange wants to organize aging. Organize whatever, perfect caring economy. Go to the nursing home, it's better for you.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Then it comes to green, and green is the first level because it's the first meme who is able to have an intrinsic person-centered approach. It's the first level is intrinsic person-centered. And that is the first level we can have, accept aging and the old one fully. And then it comes to integral, we can talk about that later, what that means.
In the dialogue.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.